Welcome sa Grow Deep Podcast. Dito sa podcast na to, pag-uusapan natin yung mga bagay na mag-grow sa atin in character and magde-deepen ng conviction natin sa buhay dahil yung mga bagay na yan ay importante para mapatuloy nating i-pursue yung life na meron tayo kay Jesus Christ. Bago ako magsimula, gusto ko lang batiin yung mga listeners ko na nag-message sa akin tungkol sa podcast. Salamat sa affirmation. Thank you sa pagbibigay ng feedback. And kilala nyo kung sino kayo. I appreciate everyone who listens to the podcast and just is blessed by the podcast sa pamamagitan ng mga episodes natin dati at saka yung most recent episode natin about overthinking with Miss Shina Kua. From time to time dito sa podcast natin, makakarinig kayo ng mga ganong episode. We will be inviting some people, some friends who really are also examples of life in Christ, and that's the purpose of this podcast, ano? Gusto namin na makarinig kayo ng mga storya at input galing sa mga tao na mula sa iba-ibang field at iba-ibang mga profession, at masishare din nila kung ano yung alam nila tungkol sa conviction and character natin bilang mga believers, dahil priority natin yan. So thank you for listening to this podcast, and we really appreciate you. If you want to send your feedback or just really reach out to us dito sa Grow Deep Podcast, you can go to our Facebook page. I-search mo lang ang Grow Deep Podcast, ano? Or you go to facebook.com/growdeeppodcast and you send us a message. Gusto na yung malaman kung paano nakaka-bless itong podcast na ito para sa'yo. At we would be happy to connect with you. If you are listening on Spotify and on Apple iTunes podcast, ano, salamat. We hope that this blesses you, and you may also find this podcast on anchor.fm and give us a follow if you are listening to us there. Today, ang pag-uusapan natin ay finding meaning in a meaningless day. Sa gitna ng quarantine, everybody is in a cycle of routine. Paulit-ulit yung mga araw, and more of us are getting bored. Kahit na meron tayong ginagawa, meron tayong trabaho, yung iba sa atin naka-work from home, yung iba sa atin hindi, yung iba nagvo-volunteer, ano. But there's just this sense of why is everything just repetitive, and it seems na yung meaning ay nagfe-fade. And some people feel na walang nangyayari sa araw nila. And ang nakakalungkot for those, or for many, they feel na they don't feel God anymore. Hindi na nila makultivate yung intimacy nila with God, and hindi nila magawan ng paraan yung life nila ngayon in terms of their spirituality. And I think that's something na is really worth talking about, right? Kung ang bawat araw na lumilipas ay wala ng meaning, alarm yun. That's a warning sign na something is wrong, dahil hindi yun yung gustong plano ni Lord para sa atin. God wants us to have a very meaningful life, and if we do not find meaning in our days, then there's something wrong. But I guess, no, yung sitwasyon natin ngayon ay similar doon sa mga taong displaced nung unang panahon. So we'll be looking at 1 Peter chapter 1 today. So if you have your Bible with you, in-encourage kita na buksan mo yung Bible mo sa 1 Peter chapter 1. And we will be focusing on a few verses galing sa New International Version or New Living Translation, any of the two. Okay? So 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 to 16. Babasahin ko lang, and I quote, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Christ." Okay? "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy. Alam mo, itong 1 Peter chapter 1, itong buong letter ni Peter, ay naka-address sa mga tao na kakaiba yung dinadanas na sitwasyon. They were actually exiled. So they were taken away from their normal lives and they were brought into a situation where everything is different. They're in different place. They're in a different routine. They're in a different place with different rules, different people. Everything is out of the normal for them. And Peter was writing an encouragement letter to them. Okay? And I think merong similarity yung kalagayan nila noon at saka yung kalagayan natin ngayon, in that what we are experiencing right now is so different from what we were used to. Ang ganda kasi isa sa mga encouragement na binigay ni Peter dun sa mga taong na exile, yung mga taong tinanggal dun sa normal way of life nila, ay yung sinasabi dito sa 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 to 16. At I want to point out some things na alam kong makakatulong din sa atin habang tayo ay nasa quarantine. And if you ever find yourself in a difficult situation where things are different, you may turn to these verses dahil Peter wanted to encourage. He wanted to put courage in the hearts of the people who are exiled during this time. So I want to share with you unang-una sabi ni Peter, no? In verse 13, preparing your minds for action. And this is something that is a good reminder for us. You know what? It's so good to be reminded that even in this time na we are bored, we are in a routine na very repetitive, na we don't seem to get the meaning of things, our mindset should be, I should prepare for what's to come. Isa sa mga bagay na pwede nating pagtuunan ng pag-iisip habang tayo ay nasa quarantine at meron tayong kakaibang dinadanas ay we should be prepared at least for two things. Number one, you should be prepared for what comes after. Ang daming mga bagay na pwedeng mangyari after. In fact, even right now, we don't seem to progress in terms of a cure. Everybody is talking about hydroxychloroquine but other news are saying that's not really the cure. Walang definitive na cure. So, there are a lot of future scenarios in terms of this quarantine. And one thing that we can be reminded from the Bible ay maging ready tayo sa kung anong pwedeng mangyari next. And madaming scenario yan. So, it's about the future. Prepare your minds for action in relation to the future. At the same time, prepare your mind for action in relation to the present. Dahil ngayon, ang daming mga bagay na problema at the present, when you are experiencing something different or out of the ordinary, it's good to have a mind that is prepared doon sa mga present na dinadanas mo rin ngayon. Anong problem? Wala kayong pagkain? Kailangan nyo magtipid ng budget? You wanna help other people? So you have to be creative kung paano nyo yun pwedeng gawin. But it's good to be reminded from God's word that we should be prepared. Hindi lang tayo dapat passive, no? If you are in a passive mode, maybe you are experiencing yung tinatawag nila na cabin fever, no? Normal yan, kapatid. I don't want you to feel bad na you are experiencing itong parang general feeling of katamaran and kawalang ganahan ngayon. But I just wanna tell you na it will benefit us if we are in an active mind. So passive mind, sometimes we need that. We need that phase. And that phase would bring us into a better phase, which is to meet circumstances actively or proactively. So that's the first reminder. Pangalawa, sabi, prepare your minds for action. And these two things, magkasama pala to. Preparing your mind for action will take sober-mindedness. Sabi, and being sober-minded, no? Ngayon, ang sober-mindedness ay yung klase ng state of mind na healthy, no? Kaya importanteng-importante yung mental health mo ngayon. If it's too toxic for you to receive news na masyadong sensationalized from our mainstream media dito sa Pilipinas, yung mga pag-aaway-aaway ng mga tao, alagaan mo itong sober-mindedness mo, dahil yung pagiging sober mind is that you have all your senses with you and you are able to think properly and objectively regarding your present situation, no? Yung picture dito siguro ay yung picture ng taong sober at saka syempre yung tao na lasing. Yung tao na lasing, kahit na meron siyang mga senses at maaaring mataas yung courage niya, hindi niya naweway ng maayos yung present circumstances, kaya minsan reckless or harsh yung reaction niya sa mga nangyayari. Pero ang isang tao na sober ay makakapag-isip ng maayos regarding sa kung paano siya magre-respond dun sa present situation. So magandang reminder yan, dahil ngayon sa dami ng balita na available, dami ng post na nakikita, dami ng mga comment na mababasa, magbe-benefit tayo kung sober-minded tayo at magbe-benefit din tayo na mahanap yung meaning in our days if we are sober-minded. Kung hindi tayo sober-minded, if we do not have our wits with us, yung response natin sa news, sa fake news, sa comments, sa hyped comments at sa kung ano-anong mga posts sa Facebook ay hindi rin magiging healthy. Hindi mo rin pwedeng ma-reflect ng maayos yung araw mo kung hindi ka sober-minded. So, it really benefits you and me to remember na we have to be in a stance na prepared tayo at saka pangangalagaan natin yung health natin, yung mental health natin, yung sober-mindedness natin ngayon sa panahon ngayon. So that's the second thing I want to point out. The third thing that I want to point out is what it says next. Sabi, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, yun yung pinag-usapan natin. Sabi sunod, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus. Sabi, yung puso mo, yung hope mo, yung pag-asa mo, saan dapat nakalagay? Sa cure? Hindi. Sa experts ng doktor? Na doktor? Hindi. Sa frontliners ba? Hindi. Sa WHO ba? Hindi. No? Although those things are really good things, but the Bible is reminding us that we must set our hope fully. No, I'm quoting that, no? Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you. As a believer in Jesus, yung hope natin, kapatid, yung pag-asa natin ay buong-buong dapat nakalagay doon sa future natin na hope kay Jesus. Dahil si Jesus, no, and I really haven't heard a lot of preaching about this lately, you can reflect on this quarantine, pandemic, coronavirus in light of the fact na Jesus will be revealed again. Yun yung sinasabi dito eh. Will be brought to you kailan? At the revelation of Jesus. And kailan mangyayari yun? Pagbalik ni Jesus on the second coming of Christ, He will be revealed. And that is where we place our hope. So, it's good to be reminded that we can be prepared, we can be sober-minded, and our hope should not be fully on any man or any organization, any institution. It should only be placed on the fact that Jesus will come again and He will bring His promised hope. And that is where, I guess, no, yung tatlong bagay na yon will set the foundation for finding meaning in our days. If you're not prepared in your mind, it will be difficult for you to find meaning. If you're not sober-minded, it will be difficult for you to find meaning. If you are setting your hope on the wrong thing and you're hoping for the wrong thing, it will be difficult for you to find meaning in your day. So the thing about meaning is we assume sometimes that meaning only comes from favorable circumstances, no? Pagka maganda yung nangyayari, meaningful. Pagka very emotional positively, meaningful. Pagka sobrang emotional naman at to the point na nakakaiyak or kaya sobra namang negative, meaningful din. Kasi madaling mag-draw ng conclusion or reflection sa mga bagay na very positive or very negative. Pero paano naman yung mga ganitong sitwasyon? Na ikaw, ay nasa bahay lang at paulit-ulit lang yung nangyayari, nasa naman ang meaning doon, no? Alam mo, gusto kong maalala sana natin na God is always communicating to us. Kahit kailan hindi humihinto ang Diyos, meron siyang kinocommunicate. It's either He's saying something or His silence is saying something, okay? So if God is saying something to you through the Word or when you pray, that's good. At pagka naman tahimik ang Diyos, meron din siyang sinasabi sa iyo. Ang calling sa atin in light or in relation doon sa pag-communicate ng Panginoon sa atin ay dapat nga sober-minded tayo at saka dapat present tayo sa Panginoon. God is always present. Tayo ang absent. Kasi tayo yung nagpapadala sa kung ano-anong distraction. Tayo yung nagpapadala sa kung ano-anong emotion. So God is present and He is communicating to us, pero tayo, absent tayo. Kaya kailangan nating maging sober-minded para maging 100% present tayo sa sinasabi ni Lord sa atin. So in boring times and in repetitive times, meron pa rin tayong pwedeng matutunan from the Lord kasi God is still present in the quote-unquote boring and repetitive times na madali nating nililabelan na walang meaning. If God is always present, then we can always learn something even in this type of situations. Now, if you have a relationship with God, the Bible is really giving us a lot of things to draw joy from. And actually, doon nagsimula si Peter dito sa 1 Peter chapter 1. Kung matatandaan mo doon sa binasa nating verse, sa verse 13, ang unang-unang word doon ay therefore. So ibig sabihin, nagbibigay si Peter ng mga dahilan prior to that. And I wanna read to you some of the things na you can be thankful for even in this time na we are in a repetitive, quote-unquote, boring cycle. Sabi ni Peter, number 1 in verse 3 of chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, one reason for you to thank God in this time is that you are born again. Isang reason yan to draw joy from is that you have a relationship with Jesus, and because you have a relationship with Jesus, you have a hope. Okay? Dahil meron kang relationship sa Panginoon, may pag-asa ka sa future na darating pagbalik niya. And another reason to thank God right now is yung kakatapos lang na Resurrection Sunday. Jesus is risen from the dead, and therefore our hope is a sure hope. So we can thank God for that. Sabi sa verse 4 ng chapter 1, an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Salamat kay Lord dahil yung security natin bilang mananampalataya, bilang believer, ay hindi nasa kamay ng Philippine government. Praise God. Our security is in Jesus and in heaven. Okay? So we have a sure hope and we can be joyful because of that. Sabi naman sa verse 6, in this heavenly inheritance, ano, you rejoice. Kaya naman talagang kahit na very repetitive ngayon, huwag muna tayo sanang mag-focus or huwag nating i-magnify yung mga bagay na nami-miss natin, but maybe we can divert our focus and our appreciation on the fact that we are heavenly secured. Now, I want to talk about how we would find meaning in difficult or meaningless, quote-unquote, days. Unang-una na pwede natin gawin, no, kapatid, you have to be intentional about this. Hindi pwede na i-wish mo lang na sana maging meaningful yung day mo, pero uulitin mo pa rin yung mga activities mo na hindi naman talaga nagbibigay or nag-a-add value sa mga araw mo. Kunyari, nood ka lang ng nood ng Netflix, no? Okay lang manood ng Netflix, pero kung yun lang lagi yung ginagawa mo, tapos mag-i-expect ka na magkaroon ng meaningful day, eh, imposible, no? So you need to, number one, disconnect from your usual routine and force a change. palitan mo yung schedule mo. You don't have to change your whole day schedule, but you insert an hour or a 30-minute time where you would just sit and you will create an opportunity for reflective prayer. And that's daily. I suggest that, ano? So, if you want to find meaning in meaningless days, you have to create an opportunity for reflection and prayer. And when I say prayer, I'm not talking about you asking God for a list of things that you have na kailangan mo, no? Prayer is also listening to God, and that's where we will focus today. Dahil yung pag-draw ng meaning ay hindi lang basta dun sa pag-ask natin, ang meaning ay nandun din sa hinahayaan natin na makinig tayo sa kung anong gustong sabihin ng Diyos sa atin. So, number one, you change your routine. Number two, you create an opportunity for peaceful, reflective prayer. And number three, notice God in the people and the events of your day. Alam mo, yung pangungusap ng Diyos sa atin ay hindi lang sa mga times na nanonood tayo ng mga devotional from mega churches and other YouTube channels, ano, na nagpo-post ng mga devotion. Hindi lang doon. Sa daily interaction natin, sa daily experiences natin, pwede rin nating makita ang ginagawa ng Diyos sa ating buhay. So, you notice God in the people and the events of your day. That's another tip na we wanna give you, ano? So, not only disconnecting, not only creating an opportunity, but really having fresh eyes as you go out of your room, you stare at your wife, you notice your kuya or your ate, you chat with your friend, God is speaking to you sa pamamagitan nitong mga tao na ito. At sa pamamagitan din ng mga nangyayari sa buhay mo. Kunyari, wala na kayong saging, no? Bakit? Ano yung sinasabi ni Lord doon? Ganyan, ano? O kaya meron kayong biglang nagdala ng saging. O, di ba? May meaning na yun. O kaya, bakit napaka-importante ng butter sa panahon ngayon sa bahay namin, ano? Yan yung mga nadidiscover namin. Yung mga dating bagay na we are taking for granted, ngayon sobrang na-appreciate na natin na pagka nagkaroon tayo nung dati na hindi natin masyadong pinapahalagahan ngayon, bigla tayong nagre-rejoice, ano? Ngayon, nung isang araw lang kumain kami ng Jollibee, in normal days, hindi naman namin sineselebrate yung pagkain namin ng Jollibee. Pero ngayon, dahil sa napakaiba na ng sitwasyon, yung simpleng chicken joy, literal na naging chicken joy nga, no? So, those simple things can be meaningless to a person that is not sober-minded, di ba? Pero kung sober-minded ka, mapapansin mo na, Lord, pasensya na kung may mga bagay ako na take for granted. Mga dating bagay na akala ko normal lang, pero itong mga bagay na ito, yung food on our table, yung presence ng kapamilya ko sa bahay namin, yung mga friends na nangangamusta, lahat pala to ay sign na ikaw ay nagbibigay ng grace sa buhay ko through these things. O, di ba? So, God is not only speaking when you open your Bible, literally, or when you watch a spiritual video, God is speaking in every person, in every event of your day. So you notice God in those things. And number four tip, be aware of your character and your spirit. Ano? Importanteng-importante yan. Alam mo, you have to be also parang, there's this discipline that you can do na you can distance yourself from yourself. Does that make sense? Na parang ikaw, aware ka rin kung ano yung ugali mo sa araw na to, sa moment na ito. And yung ugali mo na napapansin mo ay maaari ding gamitin ng Panginoon para mangusap sa'yo. Marami sa atin, ano, yung nagsasabi, and may mga nag-express na rin sa akin na hindi healthy para sa kanila na nasa bahay sila. Dahil toxic sa bahay, sabi, no? Pero, bakit, no? Sometimes you have to ask ourselves, bakit? Bakit toxic sa bahay? Is it that we are wronged at home or we are wrong at home? Magkaiba yun, ano? Pagka nagsasalita yung kuya mo na hindi ka sanay nakasama, naiinis ka ba? Ano yung sinasabi nung inis mo tungkol sa character mo at saka sa quote-unquote mood or spirit mo dun sa araw na yun. So you have to be aware of that dahil yung pag-iisip mo, yung pagiging aware mo about your character and your spirit in every situation, in every moment, will help you develop a better sober-mindedness. Okay? So if you wanna practice this, you know, if you wanna practice these things, yung disconnecting, that's tip number one, force a change of routine. Number two, create an opportunity for daily reflective prayer. Number three, practice noticing God in the people and events of your day. And number four, be aware of your character. If you want to practice these things, I want to give you a pattern, a very simple pattern, which you can use as you pause and as you think. As you pause and when you choose your time of reflection and prayer, you can follow a very simple pattern. Number one, start with thanksgiving. Anong pwede mong ipagpasalamat sa araw na ito? Okay? Ano? Are you thanking God for a gift, the gift of another day? Are you thanking God for the presence of your housemates or your family? Nagpapasalamat ka ba sa Panginoon dahil nalampasan mo yung isang buong araw? Nagpapasalamat ka ba sa isang bagay na nangyari? Isang bagay na dumating? Isang bagay na nawala? What are you thankful for? That's the first step. Number two is asking. And when I say asking, I'm not saying you ask God for money or ask God for... No, that's not what I'm saying. You ask God to speak to you during this time that you are going to pray. You are going to pray and you're going to listen to Him. You ask the Lord. And I want to use, if not ask, I want to use the word beg. No? Talagang you beg God to speak to you. Dahil hindi mo kaya na meaningless na naman yung araw mo. At yung meaning ay nasa Panginoon. So really ask the Lord, Lord, please speak to me. Show yourself to me. And also allow me to see myself in light of my days. No? Dahil minsan yung focus natin, sana magbago yung araw. Eh paano naman yung magbago ako? No? Dahil tayo ay dapat nagde-develop nga, we should grow deep in our character and in our conviction. So you thanksgiving, that's the first part. Number two, asking God to speak to you. And number three, remembering. Remembering. What can you remember? Are there times of joy or happiness? That's letter A. The next one is, are there troubles or challenges sa araw mo ngayon? Okay? So, and then number three, saan mo raramdaman yung presence ni God dun sa araw mo? Dahil importante yan. So, if you get to the portion where you remember your day and you reminisce, no, you review your day, isipin mo, saan ako masaya? Meron bang moment of joy sa araw ko? Kung hindi naman yun, saan naman ako may challenges? Saan ako nahirapan? Saan ako na-hurt? Where did I feel pain? Okay? And then number three, while reviewing your day, where was God's presence? And when did I experience God's presence in my day? Was it during a family prayer before a meal? Did you view something? Okay? Yun. Pwede mong i-review yung araw mo. At yung panghuli is responding. Okay? And in responding, ganito yung iisipin mo. Dahil sa mga naalala ko, in light of what I have remembered during this day, how do I respond to God? Okay? How do I respond to God? And then another thing is, what kind of response or person should I be tomorrow? Anong klaseng tao ako bukas? What kind of person do I want to be tomorrow? Alright? So I want to review that pattern of thanksgiving and then asking God to speak to you and then remembering or reviewing your day and then responding. Again, with responding, how do I respond to God and what kind of person do I want to be tomorrow? Ayan yung mga tanong na maganda. Okay? Before we close, I want to encourage you, dito rin sa 1 Peter chapter 1, dahil nga mahirap talaga, no? I really want to recognize na finding meaning in a meaningless day is something that we work for, no? If you appreciate meaning and you hate days that are, alam mo yun, days that amount to nothing, kung ayaw mo talaga ng mga days na meaningless, then I encourage you to work for this. And I want to encourage you from 1 Peter chapter 1. Sabi sa verse 8, though you have not seen him, you love him. So kapatid, keep loving God sa panahon na ito na tayo ay nasa quarantine. Patuloy nating mahalin ang Panginoon. Pangalawa, keep fanning the flame of your faith. Ano, sabi din dito, though you do not now see him, kahit di natin nakikita ang Panginoon ngayon, naniniwala tayo. You believe him, sabi ni Apostle Peter. So, your love for God and your faith in him will sustain you and will keep you going through this quarantine. Dahil yung hope natin ay naka-place sa ating Panginoon. And I hope na this would lead you to joy, no? I really wish meaningful days for you. I wish na you would really have a mind that is sober. And I wish, kapatid, na tayo yung hope natin ay mailagay natin talaga doon sa Panginoon, sa kanyang second coming. It's good to pray for things to improve, but let us keep in mind that our hope is ultimately in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ who promised to return, and Jesus who will ultimately bring the fullest meaning that we can ever ask for in this life. So I hope you were blessed in this episode, and I hope that you could also practice yung mga pinag-usapan natin sa episode na ito. Would you share this episode to someone who needs it and encourage this person, no, na pakinggan itong episode na ito dahil napakahirap yung dumaan sa isang araw na hindi mo ma-discover, maisip kung ano ba yung mga meaning na meron, kung ano ba yung sinabi ni God dun sa araw na yon. So, please do share this episode. And if you have not followed the Grow Deep Podcast, wherever you are listening, please do give us a follow. Like our page on Facebook, follow us on Spotify para makatanggap ka ng mga ganitong devotional at saka ng mga talks natin with our friends tungkol sa mga topic that would grow our character and deepen our conviction. See you in the next episode. God bless.